cold out there, too. This is, love doing this when it's windy and cold and wintry. Let's talk about summertime because it'll be here before you know it. Dave Brooks is with us right now from the Friends of the Fort Gratiot Light Station. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on, and thanks to all you loyal listeners for tuning in this morning.
Absolutely. Let's talk about, I want to talk about the lighthouse and a raffle that you've got going on. Let's talk about Sandfest because that's what everybody associates now, I think, the Friends with.
Oh, absolutely. And this, you hit it right on the head. Last week's sub-zero temperatures really got us thinking about fun and sand and sunshine. So, yep, Sandfest is coming around. It's July 12th through the 14th this year. So right before the Mackinac race again. And we're planning some big things up there again this year.
Excellent. We look forward to that. You've got a raffle going on right now, too.
We do. You know, our group, our mission is to raise funds and friends to support the Fort Gratiot Light Station County Park. And we saw a canoe, actually, at the Antique Boat Show a couple of years ago. Alan Deming from Mackinac Watercraft over in Grand Ledge had built this canoe. And there were wood inlays in it from the other side of the state, from Lake Michigan. And we got the idea, gosh, you know, we're not a huge canoeing area, but we are big into kayaks over here. And actually, the park is located on the Island Loop Route National Water Trail. So we thought, what better way to try and raise some more money to put into the park than commission a kayak to be built, which we did, and we're raffling it off as a fundraiser.
So this is a custom-built kayak. Tell us about the kayak.
Custom-built. It's 14-foot long, a wooden kayak, 23-inch beam. It has two wood inlays on it. On the foredeck, there's an inlay of the Fort Gratiot Lighthouse and the duplex building right behind it. And on the aft deck, there's one of the Great Lakes. So it's a beautiful piece of art, and that's what we're hearing from people when they see it is, I couldn't put this in the water. I've got to hang this on a wall. And I thought the same thing when I first saw it, and then I thought, you know, it only weighs 28 pounds. It's so light. It's going to be fast in the water, and it just belongs in the water.
Oh, that's neat. Is there somewhere where people can see it?
You know, actually, just before Christmas, the good folks over at Art Studio 1219 allowed us to put it in the Chase Gallery upstairs for a couple of days, and we sold tickets. It was really promoted social media-wise. We're looking for some other avenues to put it out there so people can come and see it, but maybe the easiest way to see it is to go to our website. That's fortgratiotlight.org, and there's actually a way to order tickets. You download a one-page document, fill that out, and send it in to us, and we'll send you back your tickets, and we'll fill out the stubs and put them in our drawing. So that's the easiest way, and there's pictures online to see, and also there might be a link to the Mackinac Watercraft site that shows a lot of pictures of it being built, actually.
Oh, fun. That's awesome. When is the drawing for that going to be?
The drawing is actually the last day of Sandfest, so July 14th at 3:30 p.m. We thought that was fitting, and we just didn't know how it was going to sell, and so we thought, let's just give ourselves plenty of time. We only printed 500 tickets, and we've got about 200 of those sold already.
Wow,
so we've got 300 left. Yeah, they're $20 a piece. So we're really hoping to raise over $5,000. It all goes back into the park.
That's fantastic. Let's talk a little bit about the lighthouse and what the Friends have been doing there.
Yeah, actually, this fall and early winter have been really busy for us up there. A number of volunteers were in the duplex building, which our focus has been to restore the parlor room and family room in the duplex. And that's pretty close to being done. Walls came out, a lot of demolition work, and then new walls went up, moldings and new windows, and so then painting began. And right now the county is in there working on the original wood flooring, trying to recover that. So we're hoping that by the spring, the museum will have some more stories to tell up there, and there'll be two newly furnished rooms back to the 1930s period.
Wow.
So it all flows in with the kitchen and formal dining room that are already done up there. So the idea being, every season up there, when the museum is doing their great tours and doing the lighthouse climbs, they can go through that duplex and people can return year after year and see something new and different. And it tells stories for our area.
We're so lucky to have that that light station there, aren't we?
We sure are. It's a unique thing in Michigan. So many of them are in remote locations. This is unique in that it's really in the city of Port Huron. Very easy to get to, lots of parking accessible. So, and lots of hotels and restaurants and things nearby to support that.
And it's a draw. I think a lot of people don't realize how many people come from outside our area and outside the state to visit.
Oh, definitely. And their focal point is coming to see that lighthouse and that park. when we're up there working, it can be, you know, late afternoon, early evening. There are still people coming on the site, and it's open to the public. The buildings are not, but it's open to the public to wander around and just, they just love it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mark your calendars for SandFest coming up in July. It's going to be a lot of fun. Any big changes for SandFest this year?
Just a couple. We're going to expand the kids' zone again. We know that the kids just love playing in the sand. That's a big draw. And we're actually this year adding some more advanced amateurs in doubles competitions. So that's a new twist, something we haven't done up there. So right now we're really looking for volunteers. We're looking for some sponsors and food vendors and some actually amateur sculptors to join the amateur competition. So easiest way to do that is go to that website, bluewatersandfest.com, and you can click on links and get information, download a application for an amateur sculpting.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
How does somebody become a volunteer with the Friends of the Light Station?
You know, it's not a membership base, so to speak. We don't charge a fee to join. Basically, you put in some sweat equity. You come and volunteer either at SandFest, you volunteer at the site doing painting or demolition work, whatever strikes your fancy, and you become a Friends member. You get a T-shirt, and we hope you come back again and again.
Cool. Very good. Dave, thanks for telling us about it. Good luck with that kayak raffle. I think you're going to sell all those tickets.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think we will. And, you know, people just have to get in, get involved.
All right. Good stuff. Dave, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
David Brooks with us on WPHM's 19 past 7 o'clock.